Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're learning Parak Beis Mishnah Tes and Parak Beis Mishnah Yud. We learned in the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis Mishnah Ches, that if you have a situation where sourdough fell into a mixture of dough that already has regular sourdough in, that's going to leaven, that's going to allow that dough to rise. But if the truma sourdough that now fell into that additional dough has enough leaven, has enough yeast to allow this next, this dough to rise, then it's going to be us, or it's going to prohibit the entire dough, because at the end of the day, we assume that the truma sourdough that fell in is going to hasten, is going to quicken the rising of the dough, and because it's us to use such sourdough, because it's truma, you're not allowed to use that dough, it becomes completely and totally usur. Parak Beis Mishnah Tes, similar to the previous Mishnah, is going to discuss a case of dough that was leavened by both permitted and prohibited sourdoughs. However, the previous Mishnah discussed the case where the prohibited sourdough fell in before the permitted sourdough could leaven the dough. This Mishnah, however, is going to discuss a case where the prohibited sourdough fell in after the permitted sourdough had already leavened the dough. We're going to see, is the halacha the same in this situation? Says the Mishnah, Se'or shel chulin shenafal l'soch isa. If chulin, again, totally permissible sourdough, fell into chulin dough, v'chimtza, and already leavened it already allowed the chulin dough to rise. The acher kach nafal se'or shel truma, o se'or shel kili hakerem, and then afterwards truma sourdough or kili hakerem sourdough fell into the dough. At this point, the dough was as leavened as it needed to be, so it's totally leavened, at least as much as he wants it to be. V'yeshbo kedei lechametz, and there was enough of it to leaven the dough on its own, had the chulin sourdough not already done so. Aser. The dough is completely forbidden, says the Mishnah, because at the end of the day, the prohibited sourdough leavens it even more, and therefore the dough becomes completely aser, even though it's already risen, the leavening has already taken place. However, Rabbi Shimon Matir, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon permits it. He disagrees with the opinion of the Chachamim, because according to him, this extra leavening spoils the taste of the bread made from the dough. So the question is, once it's already leavened, what's the halacha? Do we care about this additional sourdough that fell? And the answer is, according to the Chachamim, we do. According to Rabbi Shimon, we do not. But as the Bar Tanur points out, we follow like the Chachamim, and therefore we would prohibit this entire mixture. The next Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, is going to discuss a bunch of cases in which several prohibited spices that are usur, combined to season a particular food. None of these spices could have seasoned the food on its own, so the question is, do they combine to prohibit the food or not? Says the Mishnah, Tavlin shnayim u'shlosh shemos mimin echad. If you have spices that are usur, either for two or three different reasons, either their truma or their arla or the from an asherah and so on and so forth. But again, asherah means that they were used for avodah zarah. So in all of these cases, they are aser, and they fell into a particular food for a variety of reasons. However, says the Mishnah, they're all one kind, meaning let's say they're all pepper. Some truma pepper, some arla pepper, some asherah pepper fell in to a particular food. Omi shlosha, or spices made up of three different kinds of ingredients, but they're all aser for the same reason. They're all truma, but you have pepper and you have garlic and you have other different types of spices. Says the Mishnah, Aser umitzdarfin. In both of these cases, they combine. You combine them together to prohibit the food that is being flavored. Although none of the individual ingredients can flavor the food by itself, at the end of the day, the food is still prohibited if the ingredients together give flavor to it. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Shnayim u'shlosh shemos mimin echad. If the spices that are forbidden under the two or three different isurim, right? They have one truma and one arla, one truma, one arla, one asherah. But the spices themselves are all one kind, they're all one pepper. Or you have spices of two different kinds. You have pepper and garlic. But both of them are the same prohibition. Both of them are truma, for example. Says Rabbi Shimon, Einon mitstarfin. They do not combine to prohibit the food that is being flavored. According to Rabbi Shimon, only spices of the same kind and of the same iser combine to prohibit a mixture if they are different types of spices. Or they're also, for different reasons, they do not combine, and each one becomes nullified by itself, again, according to Rabbi Shimon. But again, as the Bartanura points out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like the Chacham, and therefore we would combine these spices to prohibit something, assuming that bitl wouldn't work. So if it's not 200 times more in the case of Arla, etc., if it's not 100 times more in the case of Truma, then it would not be batel, because again they would combine, and that's how we paskin, says the Bartanura. Quick review: Perek Beis Mishnah Ches discussed Perek Beis Mishnah Tes discussed the case where you had dough of chulin that fell into a regular dough, which was fine. It leavened it already. The leavening took place. It rose. But then the dough of truma, or dough of keli hakarim, fell in. And after the initial leavening took place, it leavened it even more. Mishnah tells us that the dough is completely usur, because at the end of the day, the prohibited sourdough leavens it even more. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, the extra leavening spoils it, and therefore it's not usur. But again, we pass like the Chacham, which would prohibit this dough. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Yud discussed whether or not different types of spices that fall into food, does bittul work or no? Because we said spices are exempt from the halachas of bittul. Would that be applicable in this case as well? So according to the Chachamim, if you have either a situation where you have you have the same type of spice, but they're different, they're also for different reasons, or you have one type of spice, or you have spices made up of three different types of spice, but they're all usher for the same reason. In both of these cases, the Chacham say no, that they all combine to prohibit the food, and bittul would not work. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, but again, we pass them like the Chacham. Have a great day.